Welcome to the NewsRamp Religion and Spirituality Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday afternoon, November 21st, 2024, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of religion and spirituality news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Divine Mercy University celebrates becoming Newman Guide recommended. Divine Mercy University has been recognized as Newman Guide recommended by the Cardinal Newman Society. The Newman Guide is a trusted resource for faithful Catholic education, and Divine Mercy University is the first Catholic graduate program in psychology and counseling to receive this honor. Kelly Salomon, Vice President of Newman Guide Programs, praised the university for upholding the Catholic understanding of the human person. Dr. Charles Sikorsky, LC, President of Divine Mercy University, expressed gratitude for the recognition, highlighting the strong foundation in liberal arts and Catholic worldview that students from Newman institutions bring. The university offers doctoral and master's degrees in psychology and counseling, emphasizing a Catholic perspective on the study of the human person, marriage, and family. Gyeonggi Province cancels Shincheonji Church event, sparking mass controversy and protests of over 25,000. Gyeonggi Province recently canceled the Religious Leaders Forum and completion ceremony organized by Shincheonji Church, citing security concerns. The church officials have disputed the decision, calling it unconstitutional and discriminatory. The cancellation notice came just one day before the event was scheduled to take place, sparking protests of over 25,000 people. Shincheonji Church has organized peaceful rallies and meetings with provincial officials, demanding an official apology and accountability for the cancellation. The controversy has raised concerns about religious freedom and potential discrimination, with protesters arguing that the government's actions infringe upon their constitutional rights. The church plans to continue protests until their demands are met.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Religion and Spirituality Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.